Day for it. Speaking of Summerfest and Marysville Park, Joe Nieport is here from Funfest Productions. Joe, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Doing well. How much fun is this for you to be able to put on an event like this right here in your hometown?
It's really good. I can walk to the event and sleep in my own bed at night.
Because so you put on productions like this all over the region, don't you?
Yeah, we do a lot of events all over Southeast Michigan. We also do some events in Toledo, Toledo, Ohio, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So to be right here in your own neighborhood is pretty nice. Well, tell us what's going on this weekend. Obviously, things got off to a soggy start yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, we were not able to open yesterday. Mother Nature wasn't too kind to us. Yesterday was our family fun day where all-day ride passes were 50% off. So what we're going to do today is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., anybody that comes down and buys an all-day ride pass will still get it for half price.
Oh, that's great.
So that way everybody still has an opportunity to take advantage of the family discount. And if they buy the discount anytime before 5 o'clock, they can stay all day and ride for that price. So mm-hmm. they don't have to get another pass after 5. So they can come between 2 and 5, purchase it, stay all day, ride the rides all day for half price.
We haven't even talked yet this morning about the fireworks.
Fireworks on Sunday. Ace Pyro, local company out of Port Huron, is going to do the fireworks as they have for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And we actually beefed it up a little bit. We spent a little bit more money, and it's going to be a much bigger show this year.
Fantastic. And that's Sunday night, you say?
Sunday night at dusk, which would probably be around 10 p.m.
Okay, very good. What else goes on this weekend?
Well, we have a lot of great live music this weekend. Tonight, we have local favorites, the Gobies. The beer tent will open up tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 p.m. Music will start about 7:30.
Okay.
Tonight, we have the Gobies. Tomorrow night, we have Air Margaritaville, which is a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. And then on Sunday, we have a really big regional band called 50 Amp Fuse. And they have a really big draw. So we're really looking forward to the music this year.
Oh, it should be fantastic. And we just keep our fingers crossed for the weather, which neither you nor I nor the mayor or anybody else can control. But, 60% chance of rain doesn't mean it's going to rain all day, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I haven't seen the forecast today yet, but last I saw was today's supposed to be 0%
beautiful. Yeah, today is going to be great.
Yeah, and then honestly, when it shows 50, 60%, that could be a rain overnight when we're not even open. I'm not really concerned about Saturday, Sunday. I have a really good feeling we're going to have really good weather the rest of the way. Yesterday, I had a feeling we were going to get rained out, and we did. But I got a really good feeling about Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Well, you got to trust your gut on things like this. You've been around this business for a long time. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and nothing you can do about it. But, we certainly hope for nice weather. What a beautiful setting. I mean, you can't beat Marysville Park, can you?
No, I love it. I mean, the water, being right on the water is awesome. I mean, if you're on some of the higher rides, I mean, you're high up, you can see downriver pretty well. It's just a beautiful park. And next year, as you know, is Maryville's 100th birthday.
Yeah.
So we're going to really step it up next year. I'm going to bring in national bands. I'm going to bring in a bigger stage. The carnival is going to be twice the size it is. I mean, we're really going to ramp it up for the 100th anniversary next year.
Wow, that's great. So we'll look forward to hearing a lot more about that. Yes. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I've been living in Marysville now for 7 years, so it's my home. So I am every year trying to make this thing bigger and better.
Well, and next year is going to be huge because it's going to be the 100th anniversary of the city of Marysville. I want to mention real quick, as long as you're here, I mean, as the summer goes on, you've got, as we said, other events, including in St. Clair, too, right?
Well, actually, we have two events coming up in St. Clair. Next Saturday, June 22nd, we're doing the St. Clair Beer and Wine Fest at the Riverview Plaza, right on the water there at the mall. And then July 26th through 28th is the St. Clair River Fest, which will be our 14th year doing the concerts there. But what's really special this year is the actual 25th anniversary of the boat races. So the Blue Water Classic River Race is going to be the 25th year. And we've already got twice as many boats registered for this year as we did last year. A lot of the real big ones, too. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be spectacular this year.
Yeah, that's a huge weekend in St. Clair.
It always is. It's it's really the biggest event in St. Clair County. And this year, We have the Spin Doctors playing on Friday. We have Bloister Call on Saturday. And then the 25th anniversary of the boat race with twice as many boats as we've had in years. It's going to be a great weekend.
No doubt. That'll be coming up next month. But this weekend, it's all about Marysville Summerfest this weekend. And again, because things didn't get started yesterday, you got that special deal going on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Anybody that comes down today between 2 and 5 p.m., you will get the 50% off all-day ride passes, which would be good for all day, as long as you purchase them before 5 p.m.
All right. Sounds good. Joe, have a great weekend. Thanks for stopping by here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joe Neport with us on WPHM.